solicitor briefing. So, Mike, I will turn it over to you.
Chairman and commissioners, we want to thank you for letting us come here today and give you a briefing on this target shooting issue. I wanted to point out that we've gone through a few folks on the agenda for who's going to talk with us today.
I am not Dave Whipple.
Yes, she's not Dave Whipple. So I'm Mike Livingston, regional director of our South Central region, and Dave Whipple is homesick today, so Cynthia Wilkerson gladly jumped on board with us.
And I would just like to acknowledge also that Melinda Posner, who's our section manager in lands, who works on recreation planning and outreach, has put a whole lot of work into this project. She's out on medical recovery right now. So she would also be here, or Dave would be here, or you give me. So again, Cynthia Wilkerson, lands division manager. Ready to go? All right, so this is an informational briefing on target shooting in general and how we're looking at it at the department on our lands, as well as a specific dive into what's happening on the Wenas Wildlife Area and some public outreach that we've been conducting there. So I'm going to talk about the general pieces, and Mike's going to talk about the Wenas specific work. So we're going to talk about target shooting context and how that fits in with WDFW goals, target shooting on the Wenas Wildlife Area, their advisory committee specific to that issue on that wildlife area, the potential that we're looking at for target shooting rule change, just to kind of get that in your mind as a concept, and then briefly speak to the potential for a Central Washington Shooting Range project. So nationwide, target shooting participation has been on the rise. It's up 19% from 34.4 million in 2009 to 40.8 million in 2012. This is a sport that has gone beyond, you know, sort of the traditional hunting community, and it's got a lot of interest and a lot of support out there in engagement. Here in Washington, Department of Natural Resources and DFW and U.S. Forest Service lands are popular places for target shooting, and we're all facing similar challenges with increasing number of visitors because of increased population and increased interest in the sport, greater diversity of recreation activities across all of our lands, and a lot of users having different interests and putting different pressures on those lands, and again, increasing use for target shooting itself, public safety concerns created by that use, and the interaction between people of that use and of other uses, and then challenges related to habitat protection and the actual impact to habitats of the target shooting itself. The agency has a suite of goals associated with target shooting on our lands. We would like to, it's our goal to recognize the diverse and increasing use of our lands and find a way for that to fit into appropriate niche and vision and use of our lands that we set out, and we are working on that at a broader level. We have a goal to provide target shooting opportunities on our lands, as well as to protect habitat from the shooting-related impacts. Of course, we will address public safety concerns. One thing that I think we're all pretty familiar with is that the Pittman-Robertson funding that we receive includes guns and ammunition excise tax. So that comes from not just from the hunting community, but from the more kind of purely target shooting community as well. And so by virtue of that they have an interest in what we do with our lands. And then we definitely integrate the target shooting goals into wanting to contribute to our three for hunters, recruitment, retention, and reactivation for the hunting population, and having target shooting offers a place to practice that skill. I think people are, I think folks are fairly familiar, but just as an overview, WDFW has owns and manages over about 1 million acres of land on 33 wildlife areas. Here is how they distribute across the state. They're actually in 215 separate units. And these areas provide habitat for fish and wildlife and access to hunting and other recreation for hundreds of thousands of visitors every year. We're open 365 days a year. And just as a reminder, the WAC that guides the department lands and the purpose of department lands speaks to the preservation, protection, perpetuation, and management of fish and wildlife and their habitats. The public use of department lands may include fishing, hunting, fish and wildlife appreciation, and other outdoor recreational opportunities when compatible with healthy, diverse fish and wildlife populations. So that's where the target shooting fits in on a couple different levels. And now Mike's going to take us to the Wenas Wildlife Area.
Thanks, Cynthia. So the Wenas Wildlife Area is a 105,000-acre piece of land that is in central Washington in Region 3. It's about 70% of it is fee title ownership by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And then there's another component of it that is Department of Natural Resources that we manage under a lease, an agreement with them. And we manage it as an entire wildlife area. The Wenas, primarily in habitat-wise, is a shrub steppe dominated with a large amount of sagebrush, but there's quite a bit of topographic relief with a diversity of plant communities there. It's very close and easy access from both the communities of Sela as well as Ellensburg. And therefore, it's really popular among hunters and target shooters, hikers. We have the Skyline Trail is a very popular trail that's on some of the Washington Trails maps. Horseback riders, wildlife watchers. There are primitive roads out there that motorized use folks like to use, as well as mountain bikers. The Manastash Trails, which is in the north end of the wildlife area, is a popular area for both hikers and mountain bikers. The on the target shooting side, it's been a very popular place for a very long time. I think particularly on the south end, people have just traditionally gone there. There's been challenges that we've been trying to address over the years, and those include wildfire. We did have a large one in 2014, the largest one that we've had out there, burned about 9,000 acres. Frequently, people unfortunately leave trash, and we measure it in the volumes of tons. We do have some very dedicated volunteers on the north end. The Kittitas County Field and Stream Club every year cleans up that north end on the Durr Road location, and then on the south end, the Wenas muzzleloaders frequently clean up every year as well. Commissioner Thornburn, did you have a question?
Yeah, the 9,000-acre fire, do we know the cause?
So that fire started, there was at the time, there was an individual out there who was shooting. He self-reported, and the investigation was inclusive. He thought he may have had tracer rounds in there, but there was no conclusion on that. It started in the target shooting area. So, again, we have these dedicated volunteers who've helped keep this the trash issue contained. We do have, in localized areas, habitat loss from compaction of just the frequency that people like to go to these areas. They're there a lot. And then we have some conflicts between users, between horseback riders, hikers, shooters, and some of those things have been just sort of getting more intense over recent years. in about 2011, so 6 years ago, staff started trying to figure out ways to address the issue. First, they started with a process where they were working with the Wenas Wildlife Area Advisory Committee. They did a series of meetings and some public meetings to figure out what people would like. They got as far as in 2016, there were some specific proposals developed. And those proposals were developed in consultation with some NRA range experts to actually cite some developed ranges on the wildlife area on both ends. And those would have included a shooting hut, berms, and backstops. And then the other component to this that was proposed was that once those target shooting areas were created, the dispersed shooting and elsewhere in the wildlife area was not going to be allowed anymore. Those proposals met quite a bit of resistance. We had homeowners who didn't like the locations of the ranges that were proposed, and we heard significantly from the community that they, you know, let's say somebody wants to go deer hunting and they show up and they believe they may have knocked their sight out of whack. They want to sight it in, and they didn't necessarily want to have to go to the range to do that if they're already further up into the wildlife area. So we heard that strongly. So last summer, we hit what we call the reset button and tried to figure out what is it that the agency's trying to achieve here with this target shooting effort. So as I mentioned, we removed the 2016 proposals. We worked internally with the staff and built a team to figure out what's our vision and our goals. We decided that we were going to form an advisory committee and hire a professional facilitator to help us really kind of vet this and have an open, transparent public process. We did a request for applications from interested citizens. We got, I believe it was around 42 applications. We narrowed it down to 20 individuals that we selected to be members of our committee. And they're all listed here. And you can see the diversity of interest. I will say that probably 70% of the folks that are listed on here are either a target shooter, a hunter, or both. So we had quite a bit of interest from that segment of the population, and that is a big chunk of the folks that like to use the Wenas. But we also have some of the motorized use interests, as well as Audubon member, who's actually also a target shooter as well. And so we had a good diversity of people. We also had some homeowners represented on the committee, because that was one of the groups that we really heard strongly about the previous proposals. I wanted to acknowledge that we do have some of our members in the audience today. We have four folks that are there. Lee Stream from the Kittitas County Field and Stream Club, Rachel Voss from the Mule Deer Foundation, Jim Lignanson, who's a NRA volunteer, and Keely Hopkins from the NRA, and also Elizabeth McManus with Ross Strategics present, who helped us facilitate the meetings. So the vision that the agency set up and we shared with the committee when they first got started was to continue to offer shooting opportunities for hunters and other responsible target shooters while conserving wildlife habitat, providing safe recreational opportunities for the diversity of users, and providing for the safety of adjoining landowners. And we did reveal that to the committee, and people saw that as a reasonable way to go forward with their charge. We got a little more specific, and we laid out a number of goals, including we needed support from the local community, whatever was going to be recommended, and then we would implement. We wanted to reduce the risk to wildlife area users and the neighbors. And we wanted to improve habitat protection, reduce wildfire risk. We also need to have proposals that are financially attainable and manageable. We couldn't. We wanted people to be understanding that resources are not unlimited here, and so we needed to be able to get some proposals that made financial sense. And then we also wanted to provide predictability for all users and adhere to clear and concise standards. And that particularly comes from our enforcement staff. They're saying, whatever you guys recommend, it's got to be easy for both the public as well as enforcement to determine whether someone's inside or outside the law. So the committee has met since May. They have been working really hard, and the back and forth between the committee members, both at the meetings and then outside of the meetings, they've done a number of small group tours on the wildlife areas. There was a group that visited that were interested in the north end, and those that were visited on the south end. They've been out there on weekends, working in the evenings. It's been a very impressive commitment and passion that these folks have brought to help the agency come up with some solutions. They are nearing completion, so their last meeting is actually next Wednesday night. With the facilitation team. And they have some draft recommendations. They're not complete, but they really fall into four broad categories. The first one is enhance education outreach with existing staff. They in their consideration, they think the department can do a better job with the staff that we currently have and making sure people understand what they should and shouldn't be doing out there. They also, we talked about developing new materials and education materials that can be handed out in the community at Cabela's and other places where we shoot or sell hunting and fishing licenses, and also in the kiosks where you enter the wildlife area. Those things I think the department can commit to, and we've already working on a few of those things. Beyond that, they want us to hire an additional staff, both an outreach and education person that can help educate people, and we've talked about partnerships to fund this kind of work, and then they would like to see more enforcement out there, recognizing that some of these issues are going to need additional enforcement. Another one, and Cynthia had mentioned this, and we'll have a little bit more detail later, is they recognize that the Department of Natural Resources WAC related to target shooting provides more clarity to people who are out there. It gives them a little bit more detail as to where they should be shooting and when they shouldn't. Ours is really broad and doesn't provide enough clarity. So there's been a recommendation to make ours similar to DNR's. And then finally, and this one, just like for us when we were working on this last year, is probably the most difficult one. And this is what they've recommended is that we improve a few of the existing sites that the public likes to use right now with perhaps some backstops, some more signage, gravel parking lot, and possibly berms, and clearing some of the vegetation for fire, reduce fire risk. Those areas, some of them they've already, I think they're going to have consensus on, and there's one in particular that there's still some work to be done. Not everybody's in agreement on where we're going to be on that, and we will get in the committee report, I believe we're going to get the diversity of opinions around that, but there may not be consensus. Maybe there will. I'd love it if next week they got there, but it's not clear if they will or not. So next steps with the committee is the report. We're going to continue to work with the committee starting in January. We're trying to pull together a meeting with them, absent the facilitator, to set up a timeline and a process for implementing their recommendations. But we're thinking probably a quarterly meeting process. And they, most of the committee members have agreed and said they want to keep going forward with us in the implementation phase. And then also they've recognized that resources aren't unlimited, and so their recommendation has been phasing in these, their recommendations, including some of the education outreach stuff, starting with that. This sign here is an example of something that staff had already produced with public affairs, and it's out in the wildlife area, to kind of just give a little bit more clarity as to people be aware of your surroundings and be aware that there's a number of people out here on the wildlife area.
So as Mike mentioned, one of the major recommendations from the WENAS Advisory Committee was to look at the concept of a target shooting rule change to align DFW's target rule, target shooting rule with that of WDNR, which we don't have to see written that way, DNR, in large part because those lands there are checkerboarded and it's really challenging for people to know where they are on the landscape, and it just makes a whole lot more sense for us to have rules that are aligned. So that, again, is coming out of one wildlife area in an advisory committee. So what we want to do now is look at that in a statewide context and understand how what that would look like, what would be the impacts on the statewide system if we were to do that. So we are currently in the process of exploring the possibility of improving our existing rule for several reasons, with the intent to increase safety, again, with the intent to be consistent with the DNR rule, to provide some certainty, again, to the target shooters on those checkerboard lands, and then to allow for improved rule enforcement. So a more clear rule is easier to enforce. So we're in the process of doing a statewide assessment, kind of starting internally with our wildlife area managers about what this kind of rule would impact, what's our current infrastructure, what's our current, the status of that that infrastructure and the consistency with what the rule might say, what changes might such a rule trigger, and then also we'll be augmenting that with external outreach to various users to have an understanding of what the impacts would be there and their needs and their thoughts on those ideas. So tentatively, we are looking towards a June timeline to come to commission with a public hearing that would if our assessment shows that it makes sense for us to propose a rule change, we would be coming with such a rule change in June, which would, maybe we're coming just for public hearings in June, and then the hearing at commission in June, and then the commission action again in August. So that's the timeline there that we're looking at for this potential. And again, it's very preliminary at this point. We are taking the recommendations from the WENAS group seriously, but we haven't made a decision as to whether we are actually going to pursue a rule change.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've been working with the committee and, in fact, another committee, which was a group of folks that we helped create what we call the NAM to Columbia River Recreation Plan. That was a joint effort with Department of Natural Resources. It included the Nanham State Forest, the Clackam Wildlife Area, and parts of the L.T. Murray that are east of Ellensburg. One of their top priorities was to site and build a Central Washington shooting facility. And that was a high priority for them. So that's been on the agency's interest list for quite a while. There's a group of folks that have been looking for quite a while in the community as well. And this likely could provide other opportunities for people to shoot, especially in the Ellensburg area. But given the, if we can be successful in the location, somewhere right off of I-90 would be ideal for other people from other places in the state. So right now we're looking to secure a site. We're working collaboratively with a public-private partnership with Kittitas County Field and Stream Club, the Kittitas County Commissioners, as well as their Sheriff's Office. And they're all very excited about this partnership. And once we secure a site, the plan will be to build a bigger coalition of people who are interested in getting into this so that we can build something that has the amenities that all would like to see out there. And then eventually we would develop the site.
So as an overview, again, we're recognizing that target shooting is on the rise and that our lands play an important role in that activity. We recognize the contribution of Pittman-Robertson Robertson funds to our management. We recognize the importance of target shooting and those opportunities for our hunter recruitment, retention, and reactivation. We are dealing with the existing issues in the WENAS and looking across the state at our opportunities. This WENAS issue has been a hotbed for a long, long time, so it's a top priority to have this sort of place-based conversation. Tackle that first, learn from that experience, and then look at how we can apply those lessons to other wildlife areas. And again, there is a potential that you will be seeing us again under the auspices of a rule change should that make sense after our assessment. So I think with that, that's our presentation, and we're happy to entertain any questions or discussion.
Yeah, just a quick question. Mike, you mentioned that one of the concerns when you first started down the road was to maintain dispersed shooting on the WENAS, and I didn't hear that in your presentation. That is that off the table now with these centralized areas?
In the committee's recommendation, so we backed off of that ourselves and turned it over to them to, you know, deliberate and come up with a recommendation. And in their draft recommendations right now, there's a strong value for maintaining dispersed shooting on the wild.
And is there thinking about how that would happen safely with all this multiple use?
The notion here is that with the potential change in a WAC, that with the more clarity around a backstop required, not shooting across travel lanes like a road or a hiking trail, a lot of these issues will be solved.
Very cool.
Thank you. Just a question. You mentioned education and outreach quite, you know, throughout, which I fully endorse. And also the issue of recruitment into hunting. Have you developed an education and outreach plan yet, or that's still in the works?
Yeah, that is in the works. One thing that we've been contemplating is maybe partnering with our some of our committee members to put a proposal together, maybe to RCO, to develop a temporary position for funding that then we can start developing more materials. But some of the materials, we're talking just sort of a 8 by 8 by 8.5 by 11 fold-up sheet that can be developed through public affairs, and they've already said that they could probably do that with current resources.
Right. Then
but we don't have a defined outreach plan developed.
I'm going to increase the scope of that for you to think about not only recruitment into hunting and which is important, but also recruitment into watchable wildlife activities throughout. And I would encourage, as this becomes a template or a model that could be, you know, done throughout the state, which I think is the right thing to do. That's good planning. Factor in how do you work with the schools in this? Because we're still talking about that all the time and the next generation. And if as the education piece blossoms, talk to some of the folks, the biology teachers in the school, or you know what I mean. But then start to share that with maybe some of the other wildlife areas. So this could be the beginning of a statewide education plan, which is what we were talking about yesterday. And we are going to be talking about more and more that we could perhaps then harness even additional resources to.
So, Commissioner Smith, or Chair Smith, I just want to clarify the educational plan, I think, from the committee was specific to target shooting. I think possibly you're talking a kind of a broader education outreach.
Well, you got recruitment in there. I mean, you know, and you could limit it to whatever you want, but why not have a big E instead of a little E? At least in a plan.
I absolutely think that if we're going to be able to find a way to get this staff capacity that's desired, we will be leveraging that for bigger outreach.
Well, to develop a plan wouldn't, you know, you're not implementing it, but I think now that this you have this effort underway that could be, again, rolled out to these sites throughout the state, it's a good opportunity to think, you know, reach for the stars on this one. Think big, and then you can always drop it back.
And we are looking at lots of ways to showcase the work of the department, and in specific of our lands in a lot of different ways. So I think there's a good energy and synergy.
Yeah, you had a good list of people, and I harnessed them to come up with a great plan. So, okay, thank you. Any other? Yes.
And there again, after spending most of the morning in budgetary, we thoroughly understand budgets are tight. But I think trying to explore private-public cooperation in these areas, because there again, ask some contractors, see if they'd be good for a load or two of rock or a half a day on an excavator or a dozer or something to do that. To work, because you know, even a facility like that, you get some guys in there know what they're doing on equipment and nothing flat, they've got it knocked out, and give them some recognition and save a heck of a lot of money for you guys.
Yeah, it's a good
Absolutely.
point.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Very good.
Yep.